This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court, a plea cutoff hearing was held for Alyssa Marie Yvonne Holland. The prosecution offered a deal for Holland to plead guilty, as charged, with sentencing under the domestic violence statute. But defense attorney Michelle Siv rejected the offer on her client's behalf. Judge Ferris confirmed the case will now proceed to a jury trial, with a final pretrial hearing to be scheduled. During the proceedings, the defense requested the court lift a no-contact bond condition, citing that Holland is 30 weeks pregnant and the alleged victim is the father of the child. The prosecution opposed the request, noting they have not yet heard from the victim. The court will consider a bond modification later if the victim agrees to the change. A Bay County man with prior felony convictions is facing multiple firearm-related charges following an hours-long police standoff in Essexville. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Timothy Fisher's been charged with discharging a firearm at a building, two counts of firearm possession by a prohibited person, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and a felony firearm. The incident unfolded Sunday at the East Bay Village Apartments, where authorities say Fisher barricaded himself, prompting a police response that lasted nearly 6 hours. Law enforcement officials say the situation ended without injuries, and Fisher was taken into custody. Court records indicate he has previous felony convictions, making him legally prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition. The case remains pending in Bay County Court. And health experts are urging Michigan residents to take extra precautions outdoors as Lyme's disease cases rise sharply across the state. A recent McLaren Health study showed reported Lyme's disease cases in Michigan have increased sixfold over the past 3 years. Doctors say the increase is tied in part to expanding tick populations, including blackleg ticks, which carry the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Medical experts recommend checking yourself, your children, and pets after spending time outdoors, especially in wooded areas, tall grass, or long trails. Ticks should be removed carefully with tweezers gripping close to the skin and pulling straight out to avoid leaving mouth parts behind. Symptoms to watch for include an expanding rash, fever, chills, fatigue, muscle aches, and joint pain or swelling. Doctors say early symptoms can resemble other illnesses, but a growing rash after a tick bite should be taken seriously. Pet owners are also being reminded animals can bring ticks indoors even when they're on tick prevention medication. And don't forget to treat your animals with flea and tick medication. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
The sun's out, and that means the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save up to 25% on love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, recliners, sofas, lift chairs, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Looking for those finishing touches? Good news! You can save up to 30% off on accessories and 30% off end tables, too. Ashley and Bad Axe also has a wide selection of window blinds that can be made to fit any size of window. and flooring so you can truly refresh your space from the ground up. And if you've been holding off on new furniture because you live in an active household, wait no more. The Nuvella collection is here. Nuvella Performance Fabric is exclusive to Ashley, washable, and is resistant to stains and fading. And you can make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Stop waiting and start saving during the Ashley Summer Sales event at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. U.S. stocks indices staged a cautious rally on Thursday, recovering some ground as global financial markets tried to find their footing. The bumpy ride came after moments from President Trump raised doubts about a temporary truce in the Middle East. While tech and energy sectors initially dragged the markets down, oil prices eased slightly by the closing bell, offering investors a temporary sigh of relief. Analysts are warning that the market is likely to remain highly reactive to foreign policy updates over the coming days. For now, domestic traders are shifting their focus to upcoming corporate earnings reports. However, brokers on the floor say that any further escalation overseas could quickly trigger another round of defense selling. And in a major shift in European defense policy, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has announced that Berlin has finalized a deal to buy American Tomahawk missiles. The historic agreement has reached on the sidelines of the recent NATO summit in Ankara. Chancellor Merz informed Parliament that the long-range missiles will be stationed directly in Germany to close a critical strategic gap in their defense network. While Germany integrates these American weapons, Merz emphasized the country will simultaneously work with its neighbors to develop sovereign European defense systems. The move underscores growing anxiety across Europe regarding regional security and the frailty of existing defense shields. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building and Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture, Home Store, and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.